paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Good morning, Chicagoland. It's Dave Plyer in for Lou this morning on the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. And right now we're talking to Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill on getting your grill ready for spring. And we had a question when grilling a steak. This is for a Weber Q grill, a red one. When grilling a steak, say a 1-inch filet, how long do you grill each side? 10 to 12 minutes, 8 to 10, or 6 to 8? And I believe Nancy might have the answer. Nancy, good morning to you.
Good morning. I think it's 6 to 8.
You got it. You won yourself a Weber Q grill.
Oh, great.
Yes, enjoy it. And get it out there before, you know, you can do it all winter long. It's going to be a lot of fun. Lindsay's going to get your information. Have a great Saturday.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So if you got some grilling questions for Kevin, we'll take them. 312-981-7200. Now, grilling can be year-round, but when it's cold, you know, it's good to do some good hearty food on the grill. You do a rib roast on the grill.
I do. I pretty much do everything on a grill, and yeah, rib roast is one of those great things that set the grill up correctly. And what's cool is Weber has an app. Well, I have a couple apps. One's On the Grill, and then another one is Weber Grills, and they will actually give you the grilling guide for that. So with the steak question, you can go in, you can push the thickness, you can say how many bones are in your roast, how many pounds. Set your grill up the correct way, especially in the wintertime when it's cold. Maybe give it an extra 5 or 10 minutes to preheat correctly. That's going to help with getting the food on and getting it off as quick as possible. But doing a prime rib on a grill, especially on holiday time or for Valentine's Day, is one of the best things that you can possibly cook, at least in my book.
What about your ribs? I love your barbecue ribs. And I know you like you make your own rub, don't you?
I do make my own rub, and I do make my own sauce. We use about 17 different spices in the barbecue rub that I have, and that complements the barbecue sauce. So I'm going to use a sweet rub. I'm going to use a little bit spicier of a sauce.
And so you're doing both?
I'm doing both, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Just a light glaze. But, you know, and that's the thing for ribs, Dave, just a real quick point of people ask, when's the best time to sauce them? And usually it's like 20 minutes before they come off. So that's when I'll put my sauce on. The heat from the smoker will actually pull some of the moisture out and give a nice thick glaze to those ribs, and they're absolutely spectacular.
I overcook them a little bit. So how long do you really have to cook the ribs?
For ribs, it's interesting. If I go for an internal temperature about 190. Because the meat's going to come off the bone, but it's not going to be too tough. People like 185 competition world where I judge. You want 185 so it leaves a bite mark. My family, most people like fall off the bone, and that's going to be about 190 to 195.
And, people who are celebrating Easter, you actually do a ham on the grill.
We do a ham and we do a turkey. My dad and my daughters are huge fans of ham, so we'll put that on the smoker, take about 2 hours.
On the smoker, yep.
Because what I'm trying to do, and even on a kettle grill, I'm trying to make sure that we keep the temperatures low, because with a ham, it doesn't have that much moisture. So if you can keep those temperatures low, baste it a little bit with the applesauce, it's going to come out really flavorful. Now, one cheat I'll give your fans is they call it the Texas crutch, and you can use that when you do your ribs and pork shoulder and brisket. But I'll actually wrap the ham after about the first hour, and that helps loosen up that ham a little bit, and it also steams it so it keeps it nice and moist and tender.
Very cool. Well, you can catch Kevin Coleman at Weber.com, and all of his blogs and his recipes are on there as well. And for more info on, you know, some replacement parts and all that other good stuff, you can go to Weber.com. Kevin, always a pleasure, man.
Dave, thanks for having us.
And if you need some replacement parts or if you want to explore some new accessories, Ace Hardware is your grilling headquarters. And the helpful hardware folks have given us two $25 gift cards to give away. And we'll do that to our first callers calling in with questions for our experts after the news at 9. All coming up next on 720 WGN.